I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We begin with a shooting at a church service in Maryville, Illinois, 10 miles east of St. Louis, Missouri. Five people, including a church pastor, were shot inside the First Baptist Church of Maryville. Maryville police say the suspect was stabbed by parishioners who wrestled him to the ground. The injured were flown by helicopter to St. Louis University Hospital. No word on the motive. In Baghdad, 30 people are dead, at least 60 others hurt after a suicide bombing outside a police academy. Iraqi officials say the bomber was armed with explosives, and so was his motorcycle. Most of the victims were police officers and recruits. The same academy was targeted on December 1st in a double bombing that killed 16. Good news for military families. The U.S. military is announcing some 12,000 troops will be coming home from Iraq during the next 6 months. It's part of a gradual troop withdrawal that comes as a result of increased security and stability in the region. President Obama announced last month he'll withdraw all combat troops from Iraq by August 2010. North Koreans cast ballots in today's election, where a win by leader Kim Jong-il is considered certain. Analysts are waiting to find out whether Kim's 26-year-old son is running for a seat in parliament. He's seen as a possible successor to his father. President Obama is looking for ways to help Mexico handle its violent drug wars. Joint Chiefs Chairman Michael Mullen briefed the president on Mexico's crackdown on cartels along the border. Mullen has suggested U.S. tactics in the fight against terrorism could be useful in the fight against Mexico's drug violence. It's your first day to find deals on Blu-ray players and flat-screen TVs at Circuit City. All the remaining stores will close for good by the end of the day. At one point, Circuit City had 567 stores and 34,000 workers. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.